Russia's main grain lobby, the Union of Grain Exporters and Producers, warned Friday that drone strikes on Black Sea ships and ports could soon halt wheat exports and spark famine in the world's poorest countries. Both sides have escalated attacks on grain terminals and cargo vessels, with a Ukrainian strike reportedly causing significant damage to a major export terminal at Russia's port of Taman. Russia's defense ministry said its forces hit 31 Ukraine-linked ships in 1 week, while Ukraine's UAC union says Russian strikes near Odessa are choking its own harvest exports. The Russian union projects a shortfall of 30 to 35 million metric tons, about 15% of global wheat trade, a gap it claims no other supplier can fill. It forecasts wheat prices climbing to $340 to $370 per ton, possibly past $400, driving food inflation on a scale like the COVID era, with the Middle East and Africa hit hardest. With the UN-brokered grain corridor now collapsed and talk of a possible air ceasefire, this fight between the world's top wheat exporter and a leading grain rival could ripple straight into global prices that matter to every corn and soybean grower.